Speaking in his medium-term budget policy statement, Mboweni said that after considering a number of issues, it was decided that government would remain committed to a user-pay model showing support for the e-tolling system. He said that South African motorists needed to leave behind the culture of non-compliance, again imploring road users to pay up. But South Africans have expressed their determination to either boycott the tolling system or continue lobbying for its abolition. Joining us on the line for some clarity on the status of e-tolls is Ayanda Ali Payne, who's the spokesperson of the Department of Transport. Thanks so much, Ayanda, for your time this evening. At a briefing today, we had the Transport Minister expected to provide more clarity on the status of e-tolls, but he's pointed to further engagement on how to tackle the billions that's owing. How much progress is being made to finding a solution here?
A very good evening to you, and thank you very much for having us. I think it's very important that we clarify one or two misconceptions, and the first being that there's no progress. I think on the contrary, there's been tremendous progress. What we have seen here is the Minister of Transport, alongside the Minister of Finance, as well as the Premier of Gauteng, having sat down and met. They would have met the August 30th deadline had they just spoken among themselves and come to an agreement. However, Minister Mbalula took it upon himself to say, let us open up consultations a bit further and speak to interest groups, ALTA, Automobile Association, speak to labor, speak to business, speak to other members of civil society. And it's that that led to a further two-week extension. And thereafter, some of those stakeholders who were consulted came back and said, may we take this opportunity to speak to our members, our constituency, and hear what they say about some of the suggestions that are on the table. And it is that that led to an even further delay. However, it was very important that we go through all the options with a fine-tooth comb in order to arrive to a conclusion that is the most beneficial, most amicable, most affordable, and something that is better suited for our environment in South Africa. And it is that that is the delay. Where we are now is that Minister has put these options to Cabinet, and that is where the crux of the matter is. Without taking too much of your time, Cabinet has then come back to the Minister and said, we need you to look at 1, 2, and 3 of these particular options and see if there's nothing else that we can do. That is where we are at the moment.
What are some of the other options that are being explored, Ayanda?
So the options that are on the table now include, obviously, one of the favorite of South Africans, complete and total scrapping. So Minister had to look at what does that entail? What does it look like to say we're going to get rid of them and government must completely foot the bill? Is it feasible? Is it not feasible? For which reasons? Another one is the shadow toll. So, for example, having the funds that are required to pay for the upgrades or to pay back some of those who've already been paying, having those funds allocated in different kinds of spending. So as a shadow, there is also, of course, option of selling the Sandroll debtors book to an independent concessionaire and say to them, okay, you collect the tolls and this will be your responsibility. But they've come back and said, you know, if we can only guarantee that there will be implementation of penalties and we will be able to go after those who are not paying and try and use the state instruments in order to gain back some of those funds that motorists are not paying back. Those are some of the options that have been put at the table. And these are the reasons why Minister has had to come back from Cabinet with a renewed mandate to say, we think you can find something else that might make everybody
okay
happy.
So with that being the case, and you know, so much being explored right now, Ayanda, the overarching question amongst users is, why not hit pause on payment until the status and government's plans are finalized and confirmed before getting users to pay? Because a big part of the pushback comes from the thinking that, you know, the user is the one to lose out if this is, in fact, scrapped down the line, because there will be no form of reimbursement.
You see, what is important to note is that whatever debt is outstanding includes those who have been paying. So, for example, if we look at the complete scrapping of e-tolls and having government foot the bill, we would have to factor in those who have been paying and how they get refunded. And they're always at the forefront of every single decision that is made. If we say the fuel levy must be utilized and increased by a certain percentage in order to pay pay for these e-tolls, how much of the fuel levy needs to be increased in order to refund or somehow cater for those who have already been paying. So I can say without a shadow of doubt that those who have been paying e-tolls up until this point will not be dealt a significant blow. They will not be thrown by the sideline, whatever decision is taken. If it is decided that we scrap the e-tolls, they will be reimbursed. If the tolls continue, perhaps under a new dispensation, that will be accommodated for. So there will never be a moment where we say those who have adhered to the tolling progress will be sidelined. That will not happen.
Okay, so I guess that comfort of sorts, if we can call it that. Yanda, is there political buy-in here? Because not so long ago, and still, we've had David Makura, Gauteng Premier, saying that this, you know, has to go. Or, you know, is that all part of the politicking of it all?
You know, I don't want to venture into the political. I think that's a little bit above my pay grade. I also don't want to speak on behalf of either the Minister of Finance or the Premier. My colleagues are doing excellent jobs at that. But I do want to say that when this e-tolls Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project was envisaged, there was always the understanding that there will never be 100% compliance, right? Because with any scheme, there will be one or two people who don't pay and perhaps who are a bit slow and you'll have to run after people. So it was always known that there'd never be 100% compliance. But the target was 80, and at some stage, 70%. Was reached in terms of those who complied. That number has dwindled to between 20 and 25 as we speak. So there are still people who are paying the tolls. There is still a recognition of user pay, and where people do see the benefits in improvement on the road conditions, and they are seeing the role that Sandrol is playing. So there is that compliance among the people. It fluctuates whenever the political principles have a disagreement. So when you have one party coming out and saying, yes, we're going to scrap, that causes confusion in the market. Another one comes and says, no, we're not going to scrap. So it is that that causes a little bit of misunderstanding in as far as the commuters are concerned. So there is compliance when there is political stability. Anything over and above that is definitely not my point.
Let's let you go on that note.
That's not where I can step in.
Ayanda, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. We do understand that we've taken you out of a very important evening, so we do appreciate you lending us some of your time this evening. Ayanda Ali Payne is spokesperson of the Department of Transport.